Many live sporting events have been shut down due to the pandemic, but after nearly 5 months, Greater Nevada Field turned on its lights over the weekend to welcome back Reno 1868 FC. The team won its match on Saturday 2-1 against Tacoma Defiance. Back when the pandemic first hit, the organization suspended operations but did not cancel the season, which meant the team had to transition online to continue their training. Player Kevin Partida, who grew up in Reno Sparks, spoke to KUNR's Leslie Virgen Mariscal about the changes.
Hey Kevin, so in response to the pandemic, how has the team shifted to online training and what did your training entail?
We tried to stay involved with the game as much as possible during that time. We had a couple of video sessions a week during that time and had our fitness coach sending us workouts that were meant to keep us in shape during that time. And then we had about a month where we got to get back into regular training, full team training before our first game. So it was almost like a restart and another little mini preseason.
Are you concerned about contracting COVID-19, especially after someone at Reno 1868 tested positive?
Yeah, I think the good thing was that we were all following the protocols as they were meant to be followed. So luckily we were able to avoid, you know, a lot of people being contagious, I guess, during that time. And we were able to just isolate that individual and just kind of keep moving or retest and then move forward and, you know, let him get back integrated with the group once he was cleared.
Are COVID-19 tests being done regularly or how often?
Yeah, we're doing pretty regularly, especially after that positive test. We tested a bunch right after just to make sure there wasn't any time in between where somebody else could have contracted it. And right now, obviously with congested schedule, you know, we're trying to test before every game and try to, you know, make sure that nobody is positive, you know, before games. And so a couple times a week is what we've been doing so far.
Tell me about morale. You had all these highs during the preseason and now the uncertainty of the pandemic. How's everyone holding up?
Yeah, I think honestly, guys came back really, really intense. I think everybody saw it as a clean slate. So people were fighting for spots all over again. And it's been pretty intense in training, you know, a lot of clashes. But I think now that we've gotten into games and you kind of start to realize obviously we're a team and we're on the same boat. So I think we're coming together well again and you know, being a good group again, which is important.
Do you have any concerns that you won't get to finish the season because of the pandemic?
I think, well, you kind of just take it as the end of the season. Hopefully it doesn't happen, but we would just consider it the end of the season and start planning as to what my plan is for 2021. And just, it would just mean, I guess, more time for, you know, individual preparation, staying in shape from a lot earlier than you're used to, where you usually get maybe 2 or 3 months where you're training on your own in the off season. Obviously, it would mean doing that for maybe 5 months at this time. But I think we're pretty confident that we'll be able to finish out the season.
You're a leader in the Latino community and a role model. What are your thoughts on the fact that Latinos have been disproportionately impacted by COVID-19?
It's definitely something I'm aware of, and it's sometimes you feel maybe helpless, I guess, to a certain extent, in what you can do. So I think more than anything, I've just tried to share as much information as I can in terms of, I know we've had a couple places where they've been doing, you know, free COVID testing, a couple sites. So I try to share that information as much as possible and, you know, just encourage people to, I'm sure it's kind of a scary thing, you know, when you might feel a little bit of a fever one day and you might be scared to go and find out the truth. But I think it's important to, you know, take all the precautions that we can. And I think naturally also Latino communities is used to, you know, hanging in big families and big groups. But I think it's important, you know, for everybody to know what risks come with that. So yeah, more than anything, I just try to share information as much as possible.
What message do you have for the Latino community about the pandemic?
I would say now, it's been a while now, but it's taken longer than we expected, but I think just to stay consistent with following protocols, you know, and staying as long as you're being aware of where you are and what you're doing. I think those are the most important things for sure.
That was KUNR's Leslie Verhin-Mariscal talking to local professional soccer player Kevin Partida. Her interview was produced in partnership with Noticiero Mobile.